Blog Talk Radio.
Well, criminal experiences, horrific experiences. What I experienced, I could not believe. I listen to my podcast and I talk so fast, and it's hard for people to understand, so I'm being very just careful with what I say. Now, everything that I experience is truthful. Now, when I do podcasts, I guess I'm going to talk like this from now on, because when I talk real fast, it's hard for people to understand what I'm trying to say. First of all, the criminal experiences that I experienced were too horrific. I'm going to talk about what I experience now. Individuals outside, when I was walking, I walked 20 minutes. They were yelling at me, saying they were from the area. They were hoping that I'd move, and they were from Landon and Vos area, street area. I could not believe that the next saga of black-on-black crime, which I experienced from people who I perceive as dangerous, continued. 20 years ago, I do not hang around with people like that or deal with people who target other people. I did nothing to them. Why, I am a colorblind person. I have to be careful, because experiencing harassment for 20 years where an individual was jealous of me who did not know. I do not know them. I was not their friend or so on. And they did not want me to succeed. That is sick. I had to be careful when I deal with these individuals who have mental illness. I find it horrific that I experienced 20 years of nonsense and targeting by this and other individuals who hung out simply because I lived next door to them 20 years ago. I was never their friend, acquaintance. I said nothing to them except I moved, and they didn't like me ignoring them, and that was sick in itself. It was horrific. I mean, to go through that for 20 years and to go outside and see the same individuals keep saying the same thing 20 years and their mental illness, now I realize I have to move. I'm going to continue to live my life and go for my dreams. I had a very bad life. Someone targeting me, stalking me, following me around the car, threatened me. I had to file restraining orders. It's very difficult. It's horrific in the sense that I dealt with for 20 years from a stranger who I do not know. And that is sick in itself. Everything I said on this podcast is truthful. I did not make up stories. I simply don't understand this reality. And then I was dealing with individuals who were angry at me simply because I worked somewhere a long time ago. And they, again, threatened me and so on. I didn't get it. I realized that mental health issues happen with strangers and homeless people or people in this society. I also found out that dealing with black-on-black crime and other hideous situations, as well as racism, as well as haters who are jealous of my musical talents and ambitions, or who do not want me to succeed for irrational reasons or for no good reason at all, was the reason why I had to be careful. I find it horrific since I didn't do anything to these individuals. The only thing I can say is they have a mental problem that requires somebody to get involved. I have to stay safe. I told the LAPD about this. I really have to stay safe. I am an open-minded person, but I am not open-minded to dealing with or hanging around with criminals or bad people or very, very sick people like I just mentioned. I'm talking this way because many of my podcasts, I talk very fast so people can understand what I say. But again, I do not want to have people take what I say out of context. So I'm trying to be very careful. The criminal experiences that I experienced, that I don't want to mention all, was getting robbed and starving for several weeks until I got my next paycheck by an individual in my building a long time ago. But that happened a long time ago. I experienced that type of situation. But the robberies, the victim of ID theft, the victim of violence where someone hit me across the head when I wasn't looking, requiring me to go to hospital, and I may have suffered brain damage as a result. The harassment by people who I considered deranged for 20 years. The near-death experiences. And then I had to deal with the other bad experiences of being homeless, coming to Hollywood to be a star. So I was homeless. I was already homeless because I was looking for a job, and then I had to find an apartment to stay. I had to move in with others. There were others living with addicts. It was too much for my brain to take. And like any other person who's healthy, of course, I suffered a mental health fragile situation. Post-traumatic stress disorder came about from the numerous bad experiences of homelessness. But I gotten over it, so I am okay. But the criminal experiences, I just had to just deal with it and knowing that I must stay strong and move on. I mean, because starvation, homelessness, and then getting robbed or almost getting killed was horrific for me. The trauma, the emotional trauma, took years because it was so many experiences. And then to really try to do what I want to do on a daily basis to stay healthy was very difficult. And then dealing with individuals for 20 years who really want to tear me down when I walk out on the street and I see the same people who I do not know. It's really sick. So my stance is I can't let criminal experiences or horrific experiences stop me. Yes, in some aspects of my psyche, I am still recuperating because it was numerous experiences. And I got very wise on how to deal with situations because I approached things. I was in a naive situation when I was younger, but I also had street smarts on how to survive. So I was glad I didn't drink or smoke while I was on the streets of Hollywood because I probably would have got murdered. So I'm glad that I didn't fall down that path. But over time, individuals, regardless of where they come from, I had to just be careful. And yes, it was hard already struggling and to making music. So I wrote music about those experiences. You know, I wrote music, you know, like write Outkast and or Trauma or Tragedy Is Not What I Am. That's how I wrote it. And I wrote several songs that I don't know if I registered them, but I did write like the Will to Survive, or, you know, a song that I written a long time ago called, you know, I Don't Want to Die, or songs like that when I was younger, to deal with the pain and suffering of my existence. But through it all, overcoming trauma, overcoming adversity was the way to deal with the pain that things will get better. So I had to go out and sing and do all those things because I was attracted to rock and roll music because of those experiences when I was a child. There was lots of bad experiences as a child that I experienced where I didn't really have a very great childhood already that was filled with so much turmoil that led me to rock and roll music as a way to express thyself. So rock and roll was a way for me to get out the venom, because dealing with childhood abuse and trauma and being a focal point of harassment and struggle throughout my childhood was a way for me to deal with it. And then to realize, well, I'm dealing with all these other interpersonal issues and my status, which was so low, you know, being poor, you know, and homeless for a while, and then dealing with the injuries from those horrific situations. There were numerous situations I dealt with when I was younger that caused me to qualify as having to just recover. I had to seek therapy because I had to recover from those situations. I was not afraid to mention that I sought therapy. Anybody would, because I suffered too much. So of me, and it comes out through fierce anger at the life that I was given, but at the same time, the opportunity for me to make changes. And then to really go for and make demos and try to work and do all that, it was very difficult because the horrific experiences took a toll on my health to where it still, in some cases, may take a whole lifetime to heal. Because when I look at some of the things that I'm dealing with now, it's from something related to some of those experiences. So best way is to believe and continue to go for dream. My dream did not come true yet because I got rejected from the record labels. And then the self-worth at the time when I got rejected came about because, okay, I must, you know, something is wrong with this situation because I experienced so much horrific situation, adversity, and then it was feeling like the world doesn't like me. Why am I on this planet? So I realized that I had to like myself and continue to create. It was very difficult to do that. Of course it is, and it still is. Going through horrific situation after a horrific situation and seeing things that I simply don't understand throughout my life when I was younger. I did not want to live anymore, but I had to continue to live. Someone said, you had to live because I'm on this planet to be somebody. And then that helped me heal, and I got stronger and stronger and stronger. And yet, things didn't change to the way I want. And then I find out just now another bad situation outside of me where sickness and mental illness and other individuals who target me for no rational reason. And I couldn't believe that they were outside saying things that didn't pertain to good, straight-on common sense. As I mentioned before, the 20 years that this person, these people targeted me, said that I lived next door to them, I could not believe I was dealing with insanity. I had to maintain my sanity because I did not want to deal with no insanity from someone else who can't take control of their lives. And not to mention, I had to move on and take control of mine. My life means I had to move on. I had to stay in the present and just deal with things directly. It is not for me to deal with insanity from other individuals who targeted me for something that I didn't do to them. So life is very difficult, especially growing up and knowing that it will change. I know that I'm a very good person now. I always know that I was a good person. I had to go for my dreams. I paid my dues so many times, many years over, going for that dream to make it to Hollywood or just to stay alive, because God did not put me on this planet to deal with evil or to give up. But it's very difficult when you see something like this, because I would never go after anybody who's rational and common sense, will never target somebody they don't know and haven't seen for 20 years ago. Just like I dealt with individuals from my past, my childhood, who I did not see in years. And I was like, I had to stay away because my mom told me this. You don't want to hang out with those people in the neighborhood. You see the way they were acting. You got to go and do the right thing and move on. Stay away from that type. And I know that that I had to go by character, because I don't want to suffer another criminal bad experience. I do not want to attract the criminal, the deranged, or the dangerous. But I do in my neighborhood, which I don't understand. These people don't have the capacity to learn and to abide by good values. These people have sociopath tendencies that require me to keep away as much as possible. It's not about what they look like. It's about the perception they give off, and what they say means they could be, they just like the people that experienced the violence when I was in my adulthood in L.A. or the violence in New York State. Or the childhood and the tremendous abuse that I suffered in New York State, or the harassment as a child, and all the craziness, shown through their stalking and through what they say, means I must keep safe, because I don't want another criminal horrific experience to undermine my progress to be a valuable individual who's an artist and intellectual. And I can't destroy my life. Or have my dreams be taken away because of deranged individuals who do not want to see me succeed for no reason. Good day, good night from Dove Night.